This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Smith, House Minority Leader, representing District 15.
Start over there. I'm sorry about that. Good morning. I'm Jamie Smith, House Minority Leader from District 15 in Sioux Falls. And we're here for our weekly press conference. After being snowed in for the weekend, enjoying the hospitality up here, we had a long day on Monday, and many of you are here with us on that day. Now, our friends in the Senate got out pretty early that day. We did not in the House. We stayed till about 9 o'clock. You know, but I believe it was a really good process. I believe that every bill that we had a really fair hearing. Everybody's voice was able to be heard on those bills, and we're very pleased about that. There were definitely some wins for us and some losses that day. We're disappointed that mandatory reporting for clergy didn't pass, but we also know that through that process, we think there's an opportunity for next year on that bill, and we've already had people approach us on that. There are also some bills that didn't pass on Monday, and we think that's for the best. After handling some of the more controversial and distracting bills, we're glad that at this point in the session, we're really focusing on what matters for South Dakotans: agriculture, health care, education. You know, ag's our number one industry in the state of South Dakota, and we see a definite path for victory through the Senate on the hemp bill. We're going to get that across the finish line. Representative Les Meister is working really hard for us on that, and there's broad bipartisan support of that bill. And the reason? It's a good bill. On health care, we do need to make some progress on the nursing home crisis. We saw a couple bills fail on that, and one of ours especially. However, I do know that there's broad bipartisan agreement that something has to be done, because there is a crisis. Now, the thing that we need to keep our eye on the ball is to make sure that the reimbursement rate that the appropriators come up with is large enough to address the problem and address it seriously. We'd also like to see increases from the Appropriation Committee in education and state employee pay. And we're going to be watching that process closely as it comes down to the end. But finally, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to some of our friends across the aisle. Our caucus is so small that we can't do anything on our own. So everything that we do has to be done on a bipartisan level. And we know that there are legislators on both sides of the aisle who are committed to making South Dakota a better place for everyone. That's what this should be all about, working together for a better South Dakota.
Well, good morning. I'm Senator Troy Heinert, Senate Minority Leader. You know, the representative was correct. We were out of there by about 4:30 on crossover day. But I think that goes back to our committee process, and we really try to get clean bills to the Senate floor. We might have to change a word or two, but we try not to make drastic amendments on the floor. You know, I think session, we've done some good things in the Senate, sent some things over to the House that I thought probably had a pretty good chance, and unfortunately, you know, we've lost those. You know, I'm hopeful. I'm on the Senate Ag Committee. We will be hearing the hemp bill in about 55 minutes. I'm excited for that. I think the representative is right that there is strong bipartisan support. I think in South Dakota, I think we're smart enough to figure this out. You know, and really, we passed this legislation now. We have an entire year because, you know, we don't have a crop yet. So we've got some time to figure this out and really get all the key players in the room and see what those rules are like. But I am excited for it. I'm excited to hear that debate. I think we've done a good job in the Senate of getting rid of some of the gun bills that have kind of subverted the committee process when they go to a committee and then get completely hoghoused and then brought to the Senate floor. I think we've stood up against that process. So, you know, hopefully that continues as we, you know, wind our ways down in session. Yesterday was State Tribal Relations Day. I thought that was a great turnout. Hearing the kids speak, just giving their perspective, you know, from the little tiny ones to, you know, to the high school seniors of what it's what their experience has been like in South Dakota and what their future holds in South Dakota. You know, those were really encouraging words you know, from that younger generation. So I was pleased to see the turnout that we had. With that, I'll answer any questions.
Senator, have you heard anything about a fiscal note from the governor's office about how much the hemp bill might cost?
I heard there's been one requested. I haven't seen one. You know, it would be pure speculation anyway. You know, we don't know how many people are going to grow it. We don't know what kind of processing. So it would be pure speculation. Oh, I would imagine, but I think it also that changes that fiscal note would change depending on, you know, the language of the bill. If the bill stays the same, I think that number would be smaller. If they try to change it in any way, you know, we're making certain products illegal or continuing them to be illegal, you know, that's going to change that number. So I look forward to debating the bill as it's written. I think it's probably the best version that I've ever seen of that bill, and it's had the most support that I've ever seen of that bill. So pretty late in the game to go changing it now.
Just wondering, the Senate today on the floor has the bill for the funding for the industrial hemp licensing, and that looks like it had the committee hearing waived. And is that indicative of kind of what's happening with the legalizing industrial hemp?
You know, when they announced that yesterday that they'd waived the committee hearing, I think it's probably going to depend on what happens in Senate Ag this morning. Yeah, I don't see any real problems with the bill as it's written. I think they're just kind of waiting to see. And there's really no sense to give it a committee hearing, you know, at this point when we don't know if we're even going to get the hemp bill to the floor. So.
Do you have a sense of how the committee
will vote? I think they're going to be in favor of it. I mean, I really do. Just in the conversations that we've had about it, you know, I know there are people out working hard on both sides of this issue, but I can tell you my emails are 99.9% positive of, you know, why we need this in South Dakota, and it's not just a couple; it's hundreds.
Do we have any questions from the callers on the phones?
There was a bill that was passed out of the House that would require schools to display the national motto, "In God We Trust." It was changed from the Senate version, which said they may. Can I have some thoughts?
You know, when it was a permissive bill, I was in full support of it. I think a mandate, yeah. I have no problem with our motto, our, you know, "In God We Trust." But to tell the schools, here's the same group of people that say they don't want mandates, and now they're making a mandate. It flies in the face of common sense on that, if you're following, if that's your argument. I think the schools do a very nice job, and I think that schools and school boards can make those decisions, and we'll leave it up to them to make those decisions. The Senate did a nice job of changing the word "shall" to "may," and we'll have to go to a conference committee on that, and we'll see what happens.
That bill would have never made it out of the Senate as "shall." It wouldn't even have made it out of committee, so... I would bet it either gets changed back to May or it just isn't concurred on.
You mentioned hoping for larger increases for the big three for funding. Can you talk about larger than what the governor wants, and is that realistic? How do you expect to get there?
You know, we're really, and maybe Senator Heinert knows better than I, but I really haven't been briefed on any numbers yet. We're kind of the last to know oftentimes on some of those issues. And Senator, do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I've seen the 19 numbers of what we're doing, the adjustments that we're making. I know they took some money from the governor's proposed 19 budget and moved it, to some other areas. With a bigger kind of one-time influx of money for nursing homes than I think even the governor had proposed. We haven't seen the 2020 numbers yet, and I guess that's what I'm waiting for. And in my conversations with the appropriators, not only on our side but on the other side, is, you know, we need to find long-term fixes to these problems. You know, we've neglected nursing homes for years and community support providers, and, you know, we're paying the price now. And, you know, we're not going to be able to do what we did with Blue Ribbon and get $60 million, you know, right away. But we need to find some long-term solutions to these problems. So I'm excited to see the 2020 numbers. I don't know what they look like yet.
One follow-up. I think the marketplace aspect of the remote seller stuff starts tomorrow. Are you expecting to see a bump in sales tax collections from that?
I don't think we're going to see a huge bump in that. I think people have been coming online over time, and so we may see a slight increase. But, you know, people shift their spending habits, and so as we move from people going to the brick and mortar store to buy things, the people shift their spending habits and do more online. But that doesn't mean they're necessarily spending more. And so it is good, though, to collect those taxes on that, and it will be good for the state of South Dakota. And we just need to give that a little bit of time to see what those numbers really are rather than speculate on what they will be.
Yeah. I would agree. I don't think we're going to see a big spike. It's not like all of a sudden everybody's going to run out and buy everything on Amazon just because. The people who are, they already are, you know. But I think it does lead us into another potential issue in South Dakota, is what do we do about retail? As this venture grows and more people do shop online, you know, these little small towns, they rely on those retail stores. And, you know, we're not addressing those concerns as of yet, but, you know, you start closing up shops in small towns and even towns like Pierre. When you can order a TV online and have it shipped to your house rather than going up to Walmart, well, pretty soon they're going to start laying off people. And, we need to have that conversation.
If you look ahead to next week, what are the big issues that you'll be covering? What will be the focus of till we speak again?
Budget, obviously. But that is going to drive all conversations. I think yesterday in the Senate, I heard, you know, we got about $400,000 that was originally proposed that it's kind of sitting there right now. I think everybody's trying to find a pet project or some avenue to put that money in. As the 2020 numbers come out, we'll look at that to, make sure we have our statutory requirements for healthcare and state employees and schools. But I think there's probably going to be a few outliers, that always kind of keep things exciting till the end, too. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. I think I just have a feeling that it's going to be something firearm-related. We've seen numerous bills this year, the same bill over and over and over, and I think they're going to try to take one more shot at that.
I agree. When it comes down to the last week or two, it's going to be all related to budget. You know, our focus is on, while there are many, many issues and problems across the state to fill, we're going to keep our eye on the ball on nursing home care. And that really will be our focus in our battle, is making sure that we fund that properly.
I guess the last thing I'll leave you with, the Indigenous Language Bill came out of House State Affairs 13-0, and I couldn't have been more proud of the people who came up and testified for that. And to have those kids in the room to really be part of history, I look forward to its passage on the House floor. I think we have great support for it, and hopefully, I know we have support in the governor's office, so it's going to be a big day. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah.